Good morning, Chad Moyer with you here on 840 KTIC, and it is time for our weekly visit with Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska. Now, it is not Friday. We are not in a time warp, but just because of the way this week plays out, Roy, we're going to put you on Thursday. So thanks for taking the time and being with us a day early, okay?
That's no problem.
All right, let's talk a little bit about the markets so far this week. And, you know, just kind of summarizing from USDA's reports last week until this point this week, grains really have taken a beating, haven't they?
It's obviously been a tough week in the cash grain market. Response to the government report that came out Thursday was quite negative. The report itself was real negative on old crop corn. I didn't perceive it as being all that negative on old crop beans, and especially didn't feel like it was all that negative on the new crop. So we've got about three-fourths of the indicators that are maybe neutral and one of them that's quite bearish, and so that's what caused the prices to do what they did.
You know, focusing on just one number like that, you know, I say, boy, it's tough to do that. That's kind of dangerous. But, you know, I guess once the trade gets that in their system, they're going to act on it, huh?
Well, it's the psychology of it. You know, there may have been some bearishness, some undertone that wasn't obvious out here in the country. And so the scenario was there for things to maybe a little less than positive, I guess. I don't want to say negative, but a little less than positive. And so when this one number came out, 370 million bushels of corn that we didn't know we had, why, that's enough to sort of push those people who are close to the edge anyway, maybe push them to lighten up their positions or even change positions, but probably more than anything, just lighten up their long positions.
As all of this has taken place now, Roy, where has the basis kind of shaked out with this major move?
Well, the basis has slipped just a little bit, especially on corn. One of the interesting things that I noted, though, was studying the studying the bid sheets from the local co-op is that the basis on new crop corn and new crop beans both has actually improved since the report. I look back a month ago when I do these KTIC shows and see where actually the basis has gone, and obviously the basis has slipped just a little bit on the old crop, but on the new crop it's gotten better in corn and beans both. And so there's certainly some underlying bullishness about the current situation with quite a discount on new crop bids prior to the report, and then the report came out, and instead of killing the basis on that like you might think that they would, they actually improved the basis, and so we don't have the new crop much below where it was a week ago.
So in your opinion, is this a bargain hunter? Is this worry about the new crop? What is it?
My opinion, and I, you know, you can't argue with psychology, but my opinion is that there's still some concern about sourcing new crop grain for people who want to contract some on the long side further ahead. And you look at the bid of 505, and that's you know, pennies over the cost of production. It's not really going to make anybody rich, and so. You know, I think farmers are willing to sit on their hands and not make many sales right now with the conditions the way they are. And if the, in fact, the dry weather continues, you know, we could see a positive reaction in the new crop and negative on the old crop.
You know, I hear more and more people worried. It seems like they're worried already about this is going to be a late planting season. And I don't know if it's just if I'm a little cynical about it, or are we just trying to compare to last year? But it seems to me that's kind of premature talk, isn't it?
Yeah, before we started taping this, I made the comment that it's too early to be late. And that's kind of the way I feel. You know, here we are, the first week in April, and yeah, everybody wants to get in the field, but boy, there were just an awful lot of years in my farming career where we planted a lot of corn the third or fourth week in May. And granted, we probably in those years like that had to dry some, but boy, you know, we could be in that situation again and still get awfully good yields. Just a matter of maybe having to harvest a little later and maybe doing a little bit of drying where we haven't done that for quite a while.
I suppose the one caveat this year is, you know, when do we plant? Do we plant when the calendar says to go, when the soil temperature says it's okay, or do we wait for rain? I mean, that's something else that we got to worry about too.
That's true. But agronomically, they always say to plant corn when the soil temperature is 50 degrees or more. And you know, my opinion always was that it only takes about 3 days of 80 or 90 degree weather to get the soil over 50 degrees, and I'm not going to worry about it, so I'm just glad to get it in the ground. And with fungicides and seed treatments and so forth, and the real aggressive genetics that we have in these corn and soybean plants too, I guess when I get ready, I'm going to go to the field regardless of what the weather looks like, unless it's too wet.
All right, as we kind of get to the end of this week's segment, what are the keys for this week? You know, like you said, we're in the month of April now. What are the things we should be focusing on?
Well, watch your basis. Continue to watch your basis. And as long as that basis doesn't slip any worse than it has, that's probably not a big cause for concern. But, boy, it's going to take a lot to turn around this old crop corn market. And you know, I guess if you're sitting on an awful lot of old crop corn, maybe feed some of that into the channels as time allows. Some of the elevators are offering free delayed pricing, and you know that might work in some people's operation. That's something that you need to take a look at, because some of this old crop corn wasn't in too good a condition when it went into the bins, and you'd sure hate to see it go out of condition.
And for folks that want more information from you, Roy, how do they get it?
Roy@soyroy.com, my email address, soyroy.com, my website.
All right, appreciate the discussion. Thanks for the information. We'll talk to you next week, okay?
Okay, I'll be here.
Hey, that's Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, as we update the markets every Friday morning here on KTIC. Chad Moyer reporting.